It's Labor Day, Monday, September 3rd, 2007. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. It's a bi-weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed.
Eyes and ears are about to be treated to a whole new array of tradition.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. There was brand new music from Los Angeles-based Rilo Kiley from their new album called Under the Black Light. That song was called Silver Lining, which it's not their best album, Frank, I don't think. It sounds a bit more maybe like electric or something. Did you see how her voice, it seemed a little bit like it had been Cherized, you know, like Cher, that where they kind of pitch shift the voice or something. It's kind of an interesting effect, I guess. I don't know. That song, the first time I heard it, I was like, wow, I don't like this at all. And then eventually that song became my favorite song on the record. So I hope you didn't have the same initial reaction, which is like, wow, what did they drink? This is terrible kind of a thing. I think it's a pretty decent song from a pretty mediocre record, but you should check it out if you like the Rilo Kiley, because, you know, why not? All right, up next, a band from Amsterdam in the Netherlands. They're called Alamo Racetrack, and this song reminds me a lot of a band I put on the show before called Ideal Free Distribution, but it's not perhaps the most representative sounding track on the album. It's called Kiss Me Bar, and I'm going to play two songs. I'm going to play this song, which I think is my favorite track, and then I'm going to play a second song, which is the title track from their album Black Cat John Brown, and that's the name of the song, and the name of the album, and it's pretty good stuff. Check it out, Alamo Racetrack with Kiss Me Bar, followed by Black Cat John Brown. Where else but on The Sounds in My Head?
There's a button switch on that once was switched on. I destroy what's close at hand. There ain't no love and no romance. Love shit and the bullets, they ricochet. I'll meet you down in Paris at the Kiss Me Bar. When you're there, I will investigate everything you say and every little move you make.
I was interested this week you had an ad that you ran talking about meat, and I think if people are going to take away one thing that they've learned from this show tonight, I hope it would be the idea that meat and the eating of meat is actually worse for the global warming problem than all the oil and all the gas that we burn in our cars and airplanes, and I wish you would educate us on exactly why that is.
It is a report from the United Nations that follows up on a report from the University of Chicago, actually, that the inconvenient truth, the real big one, is that you can point a finger at Hummers and jet setting off to luxury vacations, but really the finger needs to be pointed at our plates, because when we're looking at greenhouse gases, we have CO2, we have nitrogen, we have methane. We need to look at factory farming. That's where it's coming from. That's the number one cause of global warming, is factory farming of animals. So you cannot be a meat-eating environmentalist as much as you might want to be.
Black Cat John Brown, your time will come. Big yellow eyes, full moon is rising. Black Cat John Brown, your time will come. Windows and fences, you'll take no risk. We'll be right back.
big open eye. You catch some berries from trees that reach the sky. You will get older, you can catch time. You'll have a good life, and then you die.
Understand any parent of a five-year-old kid who was not an ardent environmentalist. I don't understand that. Why? Because it's their kid who in 20 years is going to be choking and, you know.
You drive through the heartland, you see these wonderful fields of corn and soy and so on. We're not eating it. We're feeding it all to cattle. And then, of course, it gets shipped everywhere, yes, which is also energy intensive.
All right.
never felt this way about any other guy, and I don't usually notice people's eyes, but
the song before that song was a band from Baltimore called Dan Deacon, who Wikipedia describes as an absurdist electronic music composer slash performer, which I think absurdist electronic music is a good description of what Dan Deacon puts out, like the song we heard, which was called The Crystal Cat, and it was from his most recent release called Spider-Man of the Rings, which is a pretty wild album. If you like that track, I would advise you to look into the rest of the record. It's pretty crazy stuff, and if you like Crystal Cat, you'll probably like a lot more of it. All right, and after Dan Deacon is a band from Britain who listener Sam emailed me and told me about, named Kate Nash, and listener Sam described her as, quote, the thinking person's Lily Allen, which I think is funny. I actually played Lily Allen on the show quite a long time ago, and I like Lily Allen all right, I guess. Like, she's pretty funny a lot of the time. And so is Kate Nash, who Kate Nash is like the thinking person's Lily Allen, but there's a little bit of Regina Spektor in there as well. So if you like Regina Spektor and you like the Lily Allen, you're definitely gonna like Everything by Kate Nash, and you probably liked that song, which was called We Get On, and it's from her debut album called Made of Bricks. And We Get On was one of the least funny songs. It was just kind of a straight-up song. A lot of songs are kind of funny, or they have like that Lily Allen kind of edge to them. All right, finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head, a band from Canada I like to play called The New Pornographers. They have a brand new record from which we're going to hear the title track. The album and the song are called Challengers, and the album, if you like The New Pornographers, you're probably going to want to pick this up too, because there's no reason not to. It's not earth-shatteringly great, but it's not bad either. It's The New Pornographers with Challengers, finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Yes, I know it was late. We were greeting the sun before long. And you live with someone, I live with somebody too. Leave it there for safekeeping. Wander the West Village in plains. That was the custom, come dawn. On the walls of the day, in the shade of the sun, we rode down. Another vision of us, we were the challengers of the unknown. Be safe, you say. Whatever the mess you are, you're mine. Okay, that is the custom, I'm down.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Chicago Falcon and Budos Rising, both by the Budos Band, from their album The Budos Band 2, which I highly recommend if you like the Broken Flower soundtrack. Everything on the album sounds like it could have been on the Broken Flower soundtrack, and it's all super good. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, please go to iTunes Music Store, search for The Sounds in My Head, and leave positive reviews for my show. I don't know what good it would do, but it would make me happy if you did that for me. Thanks a lot. We'll see you in 2 weeks on September 17th with an all-new episode of The Sounds in My Head.